After much deliberation and pencil sharpening, Midland has set its annual budget. Midland Council approved a 3.6% estimated blended tax rate to residents, and 4.58% total town tax levy impact. This equates to an approximate increase of $53 per $100,000 of property assessment for residents from last year, with an impact of a 41 cents per week increase on water bills, and 38 cents per week increase on wastewater bills. The 3.6% estimated blended equals $1,527 per $100,000 of assessment for residential property taxes after amendments, and likewise 4.58% equaling $1,095 for the town. That was broken down by CFO Michael Jeremy as 3.6%, minus a 0.75% contribution to the annual sustainable capital levy to equal a base rate of 2.85% estimated blended tax rate. The 4.58% total town tax levy impact, minus a 1.05% contribution to the annual sustainable capital levy equaled a base rate of 3.53% tax rate. Council fought to reduce the amounts from previous days of debate. All council and committee requests impacting the tax levy were cut, contributing to roughly $390,000 or 1.15% blended. Some of these included the Little Lake Park splash pad, various technology integration, the 0.75% annual levy for attainable housing, and an annual luncheon for the Midland Seniors Council. Various members quipped that they'd contribute $1,500 out of pocket to allow the seniors to have their lunch. User rates for Midland Harbor and for the North Simcoe Sports and Recreation Center, NSSRC, excluding drop-ins and miscellaneous, increased by the current rate of inflation in Ontario at 5.2%, for $12,000 and $4,000 respectively, along with a corresponding reduction to the tax levy. Council admitted relief that 5.2% was down from the proposed 33%, which worried many users of the NSSRC. Many new staff hires were declined, except for cost-saving measures or legal obligations. The budget approved a full-time stormwater position, two summer students to assist municipal law enforcement in approved boat launch user fees and other duties, a full-time fire suppression staff, a winter maintenance shift, and the conversion of full-time contracts to full-time permanent for five members of town staff. Increased winter maintenance was approved for the town, described as a unicorn, by Deputy Mayor Mike Ross for the amount of snow received. The mention of clearing the road dividing snow hills known as Percy's Peaks throughout town was brought up repeatedly. Details on the 2022 operating and capital budgets can be found on the Town of Midland website.